Support comes from St. Louis Public Library Foundation, helping the library serve children and their families with programs and services needed to become lifelong readers. More information about the foundation is at slpl.org.
This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha.
Don't we have a state bird or something? Or, you know, something that would be more appropriate for Illinois?
There's a wave of flag redesigns sweeping the country, and Illinois has joined a slew of states and cities looking to redesign their flags. And it's about to accept design submissions from the public. When was the last time you saw the Illinois flag? Do you know what it looks like? Our producer Emily Woodbury talked with people on Collinsville's Main Street last year to get a sense of what they know about their state flag and what they'd like to see in a redesign.
Do you know what the Illinois state flag looks like?
Not from memory, no.
I mean, I know what it looks like, but I couldn't describe it off the top of my head.
Oh, it's white and it's got it's not a snake on it. What is it on the flag, boys?
Not a pie-saw bird, I don't think.
Isn't it like white with an eagle and like green, like kind of leaf things coming out of it and some more detail in the middle, I think?
This is the state flag. I'd love to get your reaction.
I mean, it looks like a state flag. I don't see really anything special about it. It doesn't look bad, though.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that before.
Do you feel that it's representative of, you know, you as an Illinoisan, as you know, do you feel it's representative of the people of Illinois?
I guess it is for some people, and some people it's not. You can't get all people to agree on everything. So,
I love that flag. A bald eagle with a flag behind it. Like, absolutely. I mean, we're Americans.
That's exactly what I love about it. We're Americans, and the bald eagle is a fighting son of a gun.
What would you like to see in a new design of the flag?
I don't know. I feel like maybe some corn, because I see that everywhere. You know, areas that people recognize, some buildings or something. It just seems kind of generically like USA right now. Don't we have a state bird or something? Or, you know, something that would be more appropriate for Illinois?
Nothing that's way out there, just something nice and historical.
More color scheme. And a little bit better of an aesthetic. The bald eagle is a good representation, but maybe something that has a better logo design, like for instance, the USPS logo. That's a really cool design. It has a letter and an eagle in it.
I guess more earthly tones.
I would like to see the bald eagle the way it is, and the state capitol in Springfield. And, enjoying liberty in life and everybody embracing what we're doing here. Like, I don't know if we need to have a statement on our flag that shows every different dynamic. It's more of a unity flag of, hey, strength and honor and dignity.
That was Jeff and Jake Bullock of Fairmont City, Illinois, Sierra Summers of Highland, Illinois, and Collinsville, Illinois residents Herschel Bay, Elizabeth, Leslie Hamilton, and Millicent Collins. The current Illinois state flag depicts the Illinois seal, an eagle standing on a shield with the sun rising on the horizon. A rock under the eagle displays 2 years, 1818 and 1868, the year Illinois became a state and the year the state seal was adopted.
City flags and state flags often have been adopted to represent the governments of their places, which is why seals end up on so many of them.
Mm-hmm.
But folks are beginning to understand that the flag should represent the people, not the government. And the best state flags are just that.
That's the secretary of the North American Vexillological Association, Ted Kay, who has been involved in many city, state, and national flag change efforts.
If you think of Texas or Colorado, Alaska, South Carolina, Maryland, New Mexico, those are iconic widely used flags that the people have embraced. My guess is that few people fly the Illinois state flag to show that they belong to Illinois. They're more likely to sport sports teams' flags. Mm-hmm.
I spoke with Ted last year when Governor J.B. Pritzker signed the proposal to redesign the state flag into law. Beginning next Tuesday, the Illinois Flag Commission will start accepting submissions for a new design. Here with me now to discuss the process and what's motivating the flag change, we welcome Illinois Secretary of State Alexi Janulius. Secretary, thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thanks for having me on.
So why do you think the state of Illinois needs a new flag?
Well, I think, you know, times change. History evolves. And we essentially haven't had a new flag since 1915. So I think it's a great opportunity for some fresh ideas, a fresh design. And I'm excited to see the creativity of Illinois residents and how they display their passion for our great state. We also want to make it interactive. And I think, you know, too often people get things jammed down their throats, and here's our way of saying, okay, it's up to the people of Illinois to design. Send us their design ideas for a new flag, and then it's up to the people of Illinois to vote and determine which one is their favorite. So I think it's exciting to be a part of history.
Mm-hmm. So you are the Secretary of State, so it is not up to you, but as an Illinois resident, do you have any ideas for this flag? What is it that you would like to see?
Well, as the chair of the Flag Commission, I will not be submitting my design, mm-hmm. which quite frankly is probably a good thing. I'm not very artistic, nor am I very creative. But again, I've got certain things that I enjoy that I like, but I'm really excited and curious to hear what other folks submit. We've already had tremendous interest. You know, I heard in one of the comments someone likes sports teams. You know, mm-hmm. we have some famous presidents from Illinois. We have got tremendous history in Illinois. The other point that I think is exciting and fun, you know, we're going to encourage a lot of local libraries and schools and young kids to make submissions. Right? Here's a chance to really be involved in history in a process that's happening in real time. And, you know, we've been preaching civic engagement, right? Civic education. How do we get young people to sort of pay more attention to what's happening in government and around the country? Here's a chance to not only learn what the flag looks like, learn about our state's history, but also be a very real part of its design. So it's exciting, and if I'm a kid, I definitely am making a submission.
Mm-hmm. So insofar as those kids are concerned, could there possibly be a submission that is made by a child that could inform what the final flag would look like?
Sure. You know, the Flag Commission is going to get all the designs, pick the top 10, and then the people of Illinois will determine which flag they like the most. I also heard a few, you know, commenters and residents who say they like the current flag. One of the options will be, if you like the current flag more than all the other submissions, then the people of Illinois can determine to keep the old one. I doubt that'll be the case, but, you know, again, hearing from some of the comments earlier, some people love our state flag. That's not the general feedback we've heard in the state and throughout the country, but either way, it'll be fun, it'll be exciting, and it's a chance to be a part of history.
Mm-hmm. Now, based on what it is you know about what goes into a quote, effective flag, what kind of submission would make it to the top of the stack? Are there basic elements that you're seeking in a flag design?
No, not per se. I think, look, the goal here is to encourage creativity, and we certainly don't want to stifle that. Essentially, the Flag Commission is looking for a flag design that best represents Illinois. These can include natural features of the state or elements that represent our history or culture. We recommend keeping it simple, ideally no more than three colors.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot use copyrighted images or AI software. So, again, we don't want to stifle creativity, but, you know, we don't want to go crazy either.
Right. Secretary Janulius, talk with us a little bit about the Illinois Flag Commission that was created last year after passing a law that outlined the redesign process.
who is on the commission and what is the role of those commissioners?
So the commission is chaired by our office. There are three members appointed by the governor. There are four members each appointed by the president of the Senate, the speaker of the House, the Senate minority leader, and the House minority leader. And then a representative from the state superintendent of education and one more from the board of the Illinois State Museum. We want to have geographic diversity. We want to have creative and academic diversity, gender diversity. So we want, you know, we want to reflect the population of Illinois, which is a diverse, beautiful, glorious, intelligent populace.
Mm-hmm.
And they will ultimately go through the designs and pick the top 10. Again, then it goes to the people of Illinois to vote on those 10.
And speaking of the populace, among the 50 states, Illinois ranks sixth in population. And as far as size goes, it sits right in the middle at 25. So that means a lot of people and a lot of ground. How is it that the commission should go about making sure, you know, that there's fair representation in the final flag design, including downstate Illinois?
We want as many people to make submissions as possible from across the spectrum of, again, academia, private sector. We want artists. We want people throughout the state of Illinois, whether they're in central Illinois, whether they're in Metro East, whether they're in Cook County. So we're going to get, you know, sort of create as much awareness as possible to get as many submissions as possible. And then a lot of it is going to be based on aesthetics and making sure that, you know, that the flag design best represents the state of Illinois.
Mm-hmm. Talk with us about the submission process. What will that be? You know, how long will people have? And what the selection process also will be like once those submissions are being looked at?
The commission will accept design ideas for consideration from the public online or via mail from next week, September 3rd, until October 18th. And as I mentioned, the commission also plans to work with schools and local libraries to inform Illinoisans about the process and encourage residents to take part. Then in January, the top 10 designs will be placed online after they're chosen by the commission, and the public voting option will be open to allow for everyone to be engaged in the process of choosing the design. Again, we wanted to make it as interactive as possible. Public mm-hmm. can also vote for additional options, previous state flag designs, or again, they can vote to keep the current state flag.
And so ultimately, the decision will be made by
the people of Illinois.
Mm-hmm. And then the state lawmakers will also be participating, yes?
Yes, so voting will be open for a few months, and the commission will submit the report to members of the General Assembly by April 1st, detailing the public feedback and the voting on the new flag. And the legislature will then decide if they're going to adopt this new state flag mm-hmm. or retain the current design.
And Secretary, you had mentioned earlier this idea of people coming together around this process, young and old, people who live in different parts of the state. From your perspective, how is it that this process contributes to civic cohesion? And have you seen some of that happening already?
I have. And again, you know, even hearing some of the interviews, you know, we do not focus in America as much anymore on civic education. Right? Most people don't know, can't name a Supreme Court justice. Most people don't know who their congressperson is. Very few people know what the state flag looks like. So in and of itself, the state flag, while it's symbolic, isn't important, but I think it symbolizes, especially for young folks, our lack of civic engagement. Now with social media and the silliness and people chasing likes, they're less concerned with learning about history and studying history and making sure they're registered to vote and understanding global public policy issues that are critically important now more than ever. So again, this is a way to talk about Illinois' history, our rich history in Illinois, but also make it an interactive, fun process to be a part of the future. Not just reading a textbook, it's helping having folks play a very real, tangible role in what the future of the state looks like.
And as we wrap here, when we talked with Ted Kay, who's with the North American Vexillological Association, he had mentioned that the effectiveness of a flag is sometimes measured by where you see it. So from your point of view, where would you love to see the new flag placed? Is there a sort of a spot that you think would really exemplify the fact that people have come together to create a new thing that maybe it means more than just a symbol?
I would like it. Now, that's a great, great question. I think, at the Capitol complex, all state buildings, state parks, state museums, a lot of municipalities, counties, city halls. So I think it's a chance to really bring some awareness and showcase our state's history and have a really cool-looking, fun flag and a fun process.
Alexi Janulius is the Secretary of State of the state of Illinois. Secretary Janulius, thank you so much for making time to talk with us today.
Thanks so much for making time. And again, we encourage everyone to submit their design. This is going to be fun.
This episode was produced by Emily Woodbury.
Audio engineering and podcast design by Aaron Dorr.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri St. Louis.
The Gateway brings you the day's news each weekday from around the St. Louis region and the state capitals in Jefferson City.
Our schools are accredited. We don't need this bill.
And Springfield.
How many more years must pass before lawmakers see time is of the essence?
I'm Abby Larico. Join me each weekday for The Gateway on the STLPR app or wherever you get podcasts.